Yesterday, we had another, I love election season. Of course, in this business, you're supposed to like election season, and I really do because it's just the most exciting time of the year. So we had seven states yesterday with primaries going on. And we had some winners, we had some losers. I guess you usually have that happen. Joining us now to break it all down is Brendan Steinhauser. He is the Chief Strategy Officer with Young Americans for Liberty. Brendan, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So has the political landscape changed? Is it about the same? What was the outcome yesterday nationwide?
Yeah, I think the first lesson that we learned again is that candidates matter. So there's a lot of different endorsements. There's money coming in from, you know, every which way. But I think at the end of the day, each race kind of stands on its own. So an endorsement from former President Trump, for example, might be a big factor in a race in a certain state or a certain race. But it can also not have the effect that maybe he would hope for. So in the Republican primary, certainly, you know, the former president still has a big role to play, but it's not a determinative impact. On the Democratic side, you know, you still see the liberal wing fighting against the kind of more moderate establishment wing, if you will. No surprises there. But in general, again, it was kind of a status quo election where mostly the incumbents ended up winning their primary elections.
And that often is the case, of course, because the incumbent does have the money behind them. But I was wondering if this, a lot of people are viewing this particular round of elections as almost a referendum on Joe Biden, and possibly it could be a harbinger of things to come with, could Donald Trump be the front runner for the Republican Party in 2 years from now? Did Donald Trump's candidates, the ones that he endorsed yesterday, did they do well or did they do poorly?
It was kind of a mixed bag. I think he had some races where he did well, his candidates won and won overwhelmingly. But then in other instances, the folks that he preferred, the folks that attached themselves to the former president, didn't win and didn't perform well. So again, it kind of is a mixed bag. It's a case-by-case situation. But I don't think anybody would count out the former president in terms of his political impact now or his own political future heading into 2024.
And I saw that Mike Lee, he won his nomination for U.S. Senate in the Utah primary. Kathy Hochul won the Democratic nomination for governor in New York. And I guess both of these were expected?
I think so, yeah. And I think, you know, Hochul is definitely, you know, that's somebody that Democrats are keeping an eye on, I think, for the future in terms of her ambitions. Mike Lee in Utah actually was supportive of his campaign way back in 2010. Utah is a very conservative state. I think Senator Lee has, you know, done a pretty good job of representing his state and fighting for the ideas of liberty and conservative values. And so there was no surprise there on my end. But yeah, for the most part, I would say this is a pretty similar election to what we've seen in primaries around the country in previous weeks.
Brendan, one of the things that we've seen, in addition to a shift in the political landscape recently, is also there is a shift in the generational landscape. Here in the state of Alabama, we just had some elections where we had some relatively young people. I say young because the person who's very likely to be the next senator from the state of Alabama is actually, she's 40 years old. We have a lot of people who are coming up who are younger. We're replacing 70 and 80-year-old people with 30 and 40-year-old people. Was that the case yesterday where a lot of younger candidates were winning their races?
Yeah, you saw some of that. Again, it was kind of case by case. I will say in Alabama that Young Americans for Liberty is very excited about Andrew Sorrell winning statewide. Of course, he's a young candidate who was a big champion for gun rights, for constitutional carry in Alabama. So we're pretty excited about him. And yeah, we've seen some of that around the country. We've seen younger candidates, especially on the Democratic side, they've been on the progressive side. On the Republican side, they've been on kind of the more pro-liberty wing. So there is sort of this clash generationally between left and right that's probably coming down the pipeline.
And that was the same thing with Katie Britt defeating Mo Brooks in the primary here, or the runoff here, where now she's going to be replacing Senator Shelby, who is in his 80s, and she's in her 40s. So that's a big generational shift, and where I think we're seeing this in a lot of places, because America, I think we're starting to move into the next generation. And it's interesting with that generational shift where we're also going to see an ideologic shift. Brendan Steinhauser, thank you so much for joining me this morning on Alabama's Morning News to talk about this.